Hey, do you mind giving me your name and your age and where you grew up first?
My name is Jeffrey Haxey. I'm 25 years old, and I was born in Waterbury, Connecticut.
That's cool. Do you remember the first time that you, like, the first war you heard of, or when the first time you heard about, like, a event in the news about the war? Yeah, you remember how old you were when that happened?
I was about, I believe, 8 years old.
Gotcha. And you remember it was like a big impact and a change of how our society was?
Yeah, kind of saw it as a big issue on how this is our country, and we live here, and how people from other countries are trying to harm our loved ones. I saw it as something that
right.
Some people could do a lot to protect this place, and that's why I joined the military.
Right. So that had a big impact on you and joining the military and wanting to protect your loved ones and everything like that.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. So, when did you join the military?
I joined the military when I was 23. It was January 26, 2016.
That's cool. What branch of the service did you join, and what type of like unit did you be in?
I joined the United States Army, and I joined in field artillery.
Oh, that's cool. So that's, you're like a part of a team that would, that like launches artillery off and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're the king of battle. We do the damage. We make sure everything's ended, and we get everyone out of there that's in the fight.
Right. That's cool. So where did your basic training happen? Like, what was the base that you went to, or what state did you go to for basic training and signing up?
It was Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
That's cool. There's a lot of guys, like, your age and everything like that, or a lot of younger guys, or what was the type of people that were around then?
To be honest, I was 23, so a lot of guys were younger. I mean, I only knew a few guys around my age, but most of the age was 18 and 19.
That's cool. So, was basic training hard for you, or was it a lot of, like, workouts and stuff like that? Like, what was that like?
Well, they try to discipline you very very strictly and make sure you learn and listen so you don't make mistakes. That's the one thing they have to do, because there's no making mistakes when you're out.
So it was more like more of a discipline than like a physical workout. It was more of like a discipline training for you, at least.
Right. Yeah, we did do our workouts, and if someone were to act out and or not do something correctly, they would smoke you. Make sure it sticks to your brain.
So smoking would be like, make sure so like they imprint it on you and like somewhat humiliate you almost.
Yes. Yeah. Like, doing push-ups, air squats and holding it, and then, doing that, some type of ab workouts, but it's usually done not just by singly, but with everyone.
So it's like a group punishment. So if one gets punished, the whole group does.
Roger.
That's cool. So where did you end up deploying to?
I went to, my first duty station was South Korea, Camp Casey.
Okay. Is that anywhere near, like, the capital, Seoul, or anything like that?
Yeah, it's about an hour train ride from Seoul.
Okay, that's cool. what were your experiences with, like, being in South Korea, being around the population of, like, South Koreans and just, like, the environment over there?
It's a different, definitely a different lifestyle. I mean, every country is different. And, you know, there's a lot of training involved being out there with a lot of alerts. You know, it is a hazardous duty station. We are not technically in war with them, but we are ready for action.
Right. So you did you ever encounter any North Koreans?
No, definitely not. Just all South Koreans, and most of them were fairly were nice. I mean, I never really met anyone that I didn't like that was South Korean.
That's cool. Did you ever visit the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone?
No, I never checked it out. Camp Casey's pretty close to the DMZ. We're about like 16 miles away from there, so we're already pretty close to the border.
Okay. And would you, so while you were at the camp, would you be involved in some type of military drills, like on the daily or something like that?
Yeah, we would go in the field, and you know, we'd set up our talk. We'd be training, talk where we communicate and make sure we are firing the right howitzers and all the everything is done right.
Right. Okay.
And all the higher ups are communicating right.
Okay. The communication is really important.
Yeah.
Were you ever worried that you could be in combat, or like, was there ever a time that you like thought there was a potential for combat?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of, scares. Say, you know, we watched the news too, and we would just see.
So you know, like the politics of like Kim Jong Un and stuff like that, how he is and stuff.
Yeah, we would be seeing that, and you know, just hearing that we might be ready to go,
right, like at any moment.
Yeah, any moment. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was scared, but you know, I was ready. I was ready for what we had to do.
So was it straining mentally at all?
I could say yeah. Just not knowing what's gonna happen or what could happen.
Right, like on your toes all the time.
Yeah, you gotta have your guard.
Right. So how long did you serve in Korea?
I did a year, 12 months.
Cool. And then you came back home for a while, right?
Yeah, I took a leave for 30 days, spent it with my family and friends.
That's cool. What was it like to being like readjusting back to like a civilian life?
Definitely different. Lower.
Yeah.
But it was definitely it was nice seeing family, friends, you know, you haven't seen in a year.
Yeah, I'm sure you miss like being away from your family like all the way in Korea.
Yeah, especially with the time difference, you know, making calls at certain hours and
right. Messages. And then so now where are you now?
I'm at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Okay, and then have you any news about any deployments, any coming up, or you guys are just at base now?
No, I actually work as an AI assistant instructor at OLEC, which is a school for officers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we train them.
Oh, okay, that's really cool. Now, just to wrap it up, do you have any thoughts on how your service, like what it's done for you, like as a person, and if it's changed you at all, and like your outlooks on life, or just how it is, how your life is now?
I could say it definitely helped my work ethic, definitely motivated me a little more with just about anything, you know. I think the military is positive. It's a good thing for someone, and this country, you know, if you want to protect it, it's definitely a way to go. And I think it definitely made a big impact in my life.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, I wanted to say thanks a lot for letting me do this, and I appreciate it, and stay safe out there.
All right. Thank you.